This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and/or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
All right, just one fix. Bob, you can call any time now. Give you a few minutes. And if you don't call, I'll phone you. Just so you know. In case you're tuned in. Clear my throat there. Whew. We're going to talk about lots of stuff. And he's going to probably freak me out. So, I'm prepared. I think. I'm not sure. I don't even know. I mean, I have to hear it from the source. I want to hear everything from the source. And Bob's the source. I want to know how he arrived at what he wrote. I want to go there. Seriously. So Bob. Buddy. Bob. Call. Right now. No, like, you can call right now. How about now? Took a sip of my coffee. Dry throat. Oh, this is always the hardest part. The waiting. The waiting is the hardest part. I know there's a song like that. Anyway. Maybe I should call? You think I should call? I don't want to seem too jumpy or whatever. I don't know. Maybe I should. What if we call at the same time? Oh my god, I don't know what to do. If I call while he's trying to call, then he's going to get a busy signal. And I'll get a busy signal, because we'd both be calling at the same time. This is freaking me out. Maybe he wanted to freak me out. I don't know. Oh my goodness. It's Monday. Hello. Monday. Thank God it's almost over. Now if I could just get Bob call, I'd be doing great. Oh Lord, what do I do? Somebody IM me. Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do. Do I call? Should I call? Yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah. Where's Okay, we're 2 minutes in, so I'll call. That's a good idea. Oh. Hello? Oh. Still ringing.
Hi.
Hi.
Malice?
It is. Is this Bob?
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay. So we're doing this in an hour, right?
No, we're doing it right now.
Oh, we're doing it right now?
Right now.
Okay. Am I on the air right now?
You're on the air right now.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You okay?
Hey, turn the Star Wars Legos down. I'm on the radio.
You know what? It doesn't matter. They can keep them on. This is internet radio.
Oh, because I thought it was an hour from now. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm kind of crazed, but I'm crazed and busy because we're getting ready to go on the road in 2 days for the tour.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get everything together, you know?
That must be hard.
We're going out with Cheetah Chrome and Mike Hudson, and we're going to be touring in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and L.A.
Wow.
And reading and doing spoken word.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you broadcast in those cities, or your internet, yeah?
Yeah, it's internet, worldwide.
Yeah, universal.
Universal.
So, listen, thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, thank you for being here.
And thank you that the marriage of us is all through the greatness of Alice.
Isn't that, like, bizarre?
Yeah. He's the greatest.
Yeah. But he read your book. Front to back.
Well, he's an old friend, you know? In fact, I was on the phone with his manager 4 times already today, Shep Gordon.
Really?
Heard of him. Yeah. We're putting together the... his summer tour, No More Mr. Nice Guy Tour.
Oh, wow.
Looking over photos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It's like, well, how did you meet him?
How did I meet him?
Yeah.
He was, well, you know, I signed him to Epic Records, and I made the Trash album with him.
Really?
I was the executive producer of that album, and then...
See, I gotta read...
The Hey Stupid and the Temptation album.
Wow.
Yeah, so I made 3 albums with him. I was executive producer, and I co-wrote some songs, and that's the beginning of our friendship.
See, I did not know this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, like, slaughter some people because they didn't tell me anything.
You didn't do any research, Malice.
Well, cuz my dog today, I had to take him to the vet. He's got hip dysplasia. So he's just a puppy, and he's just a little guy, and apparently shepherds got hip dysplasia, and he got it. Or that's what they're saying. But we're reading, like, on the net, you know, looking it up, and they're saying the pup won't play, and it's like, we can't slow this guy down. So I don't know if he actually has what they're saying. He might not be fully grown.
I'm not a big fan of doctors.
Well,
but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. University of Strangers, though.
Yes.
Tell me about this demented book.
Yeah, that's what Alice says, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, he just says it comes from a demented and sick mind or something like that, right?
Well, yeah. Is he poking fun at you?
He didn't say the book was demented. He said it was a good read.
Well, yeah. But was he poking fun at you? Was that just his way of...
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah. It's, of course. Alice doesn't want to be known as somebody that doesn't hangs around with people that are normal or anything.
You know? Well, of course not.
You know? I mean, you know, what did Lon Friend, you know Lon Friend, right? From
yeah.
The Rip days? He's the editor of Rip magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what did he write? Excellent human, he called me an excellent human being, see?
Well.
The story is, basically, about a group of artists and musicians and writers and stuff, many of whom you will recognize as real people. And I mix reality with fiction, and they are pursuing truth in the world and corruption and trying to expose it. And in particular, they are working on the Amanda Knox murder trial, which was the trial about that girl from Seattle that went to Italy and got convicted for murder. So they go out there and they fictionalize and solve it.
Wow.
And that's kind of what it is. I don't have any of my notes in front of me, Malice. I was going to be prepared for you.
Oh, well. You don't have to worry.
You know, I can't even go into my living room because the...
Yeah, you can. You can go in there. Take us in there. Go ahead.
They're on the computer anyway, so I can't, you know, playing game, video games, so I can't get to my notes anyways, you know?
They're kids. You can bribe them.
But, so that's what it's about. You know, let's see, what do they say on the back of the book? Finally, someone with the guts to give a name to the conspiracy linking Roberto Bolaño, who is a great Latin writer, rock and roll, Amanda Knox, and all the rest. In University of Stranger, Bob Pfeiffer turns out to be a fabulist, a social critic as apt as he is unlikely, and a charter member of the Secret Society of Strangers, if they exist. This book performs an autopsy on coolness and says goodbye to celebrity culture. So I guess it kind of like attacks celebrity culture a little bit.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
It's a black comedy. It's very Alice.
Well, then that's why he really liked it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he has time to read all that golfing.
Alice reads. Alice watches movies. Alice is a regular person, too.
Well, no, I figured that much. I mean, you know.
He's pretty busy, but, you know.
I mean, he's got the radio show.
Yeah.
And he's got, touring and everything and golfing.
And he's recording a new album.
And the foundation and all, and Cooperstown, and all of that.
Well, he's got a
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination now.
What?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination now.
That's coming up.
Yeah?
Coming up in March, and then he'll be going and doing some special dates with the original band.
That's
Am I announcing stuff that nobody knows yet? I don't know.
Nope. Well, I kind
of
know.
Stuff, and I don't know if I'm saying stuff I'm not supposed to say.
Well, Shep should have told you.
Getting the scoops here.
Shep should have told you what you could and what you couldn't say.
Nah, they don't tell me what.
See, okay
we
then.
Have a great relationship. We don't tell each other what to do. I mean, you understand. These are my best friends in the world. I mean, I love. You know, we love each other. We're great.
Oh my God.
You know.
If I could be a fly on a wall, seriously.
You don't want to do that.
No, I would, because I think you guys would make me laugh like crazy. Because you all have this just sense of humor like that I have. It's just kind of not right.
You're not a sick and demented mind also, are you,
Alan? Yes, I am. I can't... I can't help myself. I mean...
Well,
you can't just...
I'll tell you what, when you send me a copy of this, I'll send it to Alice.
Really?
Sure.
Okay. Well, he can usually download it.
Here's all the stuff I said about you. Somebody will come screaming at me.
He's just going to be laughing because I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Chances are.
These are the best people in the world, in my book.
Well, apparently, people say they, tell him stuff from me, and I've been told all I'm supposed to do is make him proud, and I have no idea what that means.
Well, stay sick and demented. I mean, what could it possibly mean?
I don't know.
Be good. Be a good person in a dark way.
Well, with all the Cooper fans that have supported me as well as him, because I became like a mini him. That's how I look at it. But kind of like, see, he started doing that wearing women's clothes thing.
He would say he's never worn women's clothes.
But those were women's.
He would say he's never worn women's clothes.
I know that. There's pictures. You can't like...
I'm just telling you what he would say, I think.
Well, when I imitate him, when I do his show, when I recreate it, I'm wearing still women's clothes because they were, like, women's leather pants and the shirt was, they're women's clothes.
Well, you know, I will tell you something about that. I feel that, you have, like, bands like the New York Dolls and Bowie and everybody, and I don't think Alice gets enough credit for having been the first, and... I don't think any of those people would have existed without Alice.
Well, he's the only one that has the guts.
And we clearly say that the New York Dolls wore women's clothes. And David Johansen will, too. So.
We'll see.
So that's his close subject.
I love his pink golf hat. I love it. I love it. I love it to death. Seriously. That hat just, like, it's so perfect. It's so him. And the thing is, I don't get to know Alice. You know? Like, I don't get to talk to him all the time. I don't get to, you know, interact with him a lot. But it's like, the one time that we met, we didn't have to talk. Because it was just, like, known. It was so bizarre. You know?
I get it. Yeah.
Like, we didn't have to. We were laughing at stuff, and I don't even know exactly what it was we were laughing at. But there was stuff. You know, like, he's looking at me. I'm dressed like him. Only he's dressed as, like, his normal everyday self. He wasn't in the makeup when we talked face to face. So he's looking at me, and I'm picturing this. Okay, he's looking at me, and he's going, well, you're cute. And then when he asked me if I could twirl a cane, it was like, well, I kind of have to. You know, I can't be him, or, like, I can't act like him unless I can do this stuff. Because it would be pointless. If I can't do it, then why would I be doing it? Right?
I hear you.
And it's like, when I hit the stage, there's no thoughts in my mind. It's going up there, I don't even have nothing planned. This stuff all just happens. Like, the only real planning is when the nurse is going to come out and she attacks me and kicks my ass and the executioner attacks me and throws me in the chair. Like, that stuff is a little planned. A little. Sometimes they jump the gun, you know, come out early.
They've done it a lot, though.
Well, it just excitement, right?
Right.
I mean, we're the amateurs. Because we can't be Alice. We can't. We're supposed to be amateurs, so it's never supposed to go right. And I want, in a way, Alice to be laughing his guts out, you know, when I'm trying to stab Betty and, you know, it's not working, just like so many times he did it, and that's why you got the axe, and, you know.
Great stories. Yeah,
well, it's the thing is, it's totally like I'm a mini him. And I find things out that I didn't know because I didn't go and research him. I didn't go and watch all the videos, you know.
Alice, you I don't even know this. You go on stage and do Alice?
I do. There's video up on my Facebook.
You didn't do your research, I didn't do mine, okay? I mean, I didn't know this.
I do.
Well, that, wow.
I try really hard, too. You know? And it's really weird because when I'm on stage, I don't have any memory of what took place. It's gone. Unless it's videotaped, I have no idea what happened.
Right.
It's literally like I leave myself and something else enters. That's how it feels. It's really bizarre. The nurse says my eyes change. And I'm like, okay, well, because I don't know what to say. You know? Like, how do you explain something like that? You can't just explain it.
Right.
I mean, people ask me, but, you know, how do you prepare for a show? I don't. Because I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, when I go up there, whatever happens, that's what happens. I can't plan it. I've tried. And what I've thought in my head never happens the way I thought it.
Intuit and embody Alice when you're on stage, Malice?
I think so.
I think the spirit just goes in and that's what happens?
I think so. Because
you just go in the zone that's possible?
It's trippy, dude. Like, I've said things to the nurse I would never say. I mean, I'm a girl. You know? I wouldn't even think of saying some of the things that I've said. Yet I've said them. It's on videotape. And I sat there going, I'm so sorry. I didn't say that, but I said it, because there it was. So how does anyone explain that? See, you don't even have an answer.
No, I think it's just, I have to pay my housekeeper right now. Hang on.
Okay. You can do that.
Yeah, sorry. She just walked in. Sorry, see, I told you, Malice, I thought it was 5 o'clock. I think what's happening to you is that you're just, I think what's happening to you is what happens in a classic sensitive performer. I mean, Alice, as you know, is a different person on stage.
Uh-huh.
He is off, right?
Uh-huh.
And he goes on, and you hit that adrenaline and that zone and that thing, and you become that character. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's not like you consciously do that. Like you said, you don't plan it. But you just hit it, and that's what happens. And your body changes, and everything changes about you.
I guess that's what's happening.
No, I don't think that's nuts. That's normal.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, I used to perform, and it's just imagine the adrenaline rush you're getting and stuff.
Oh, you know what's the best? The dry ice.
You got the whole show, don't you?
Yep. I try as much as I can. It costs us a fortune. And
how do you do? Do you have a lot of people out there seeing you?
No, I can't even get a gig.
Man,
I got all this stuff, and I can't find a place to play.
Hey, where are you?
Winnipeg.
There's no gig in Winnipeg?
Apparently not. I had one for Valentine's Day on the 12th.
Yeah?
And they tried to take half of the money away from us.
Because?
Because they said they couldn't afford it.
Are you charging too much, Malice?
Well, I didn't think so. I mean...
Well, they agreed.
Exactly. And then a week before, they said, no, we're dropping it to half. To which case, we were stuck in that position of if we say, okay, fine, we'll take the half, then we're suckers. And then if we don't take it, we're assholes. So we chose to be assholes.
You don't get to play, right?
Yeah, but you don't get to play. So I'm trying to figure stuff out. Hopefully we'll get to play soon. But that's the music business, right?
Yeah, it can be. The unfortunate side of it, yeah.
Well, I just think they're crazy. Because Alice is being inducted Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They should be all over me. See? They're not thinking right. They could be making money off me. And they're not. See? They're silly.
Well, Alice is big in Canada, too, so...
That's what I'm saying. And, well, if you watch the videos... Okay, you know what? Watch the videos later, and you tell me what you think.
You know what maybe you should do?
What?
Can you just rent a bar or rent a room yourself?
Well, that's what we're looking at.
The whole door?
That's what we're looking at. We're going to have to do.
You know?
Well, there's tons of the paid places here. We were hoping, you know, not to have to go that route. Because we've already,
I'm saying, but don't even do that. Just do it all by yourself. Rent your own room. Rent your own hall. Or something. Some wedding place or something, you know?
Okay.
Rent your own place, take the whole door, make all the money, and prove it. Once you pack that out, everybody will be paying you to come.
Okay.
That's not so different than what Alice did back in the beginning either, all those bands did. You think that they weren't getting ripped off? You think people wanted them? They're playing everything.
Well, see, that's what I've been telling my band members. I'm like, you guys. Not only are we just the same, we're just the same.
No,
there is no easy paved road.
Malice, if you think you can draw, then and you can really draw, then it doesn't matter where you play. Just take the door.
Take the money and run.
Well, you know, and then you'll prove your point. And once you
I'm listening to you, Bob.
Want you.
I'm listening to you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you have up there, but you know, like some, you know, down here you know what I saw? I saw Arcade Fire. Somebody invited me the other night at a Ukrainian, arts hall or something. You know, just like
there's the regular hall.
They rented it out and they just did the special quiet secret gig or something, and it was packed. And I mean, it was small for them, but it was packed. You know, and just like a hall like that. I don't know what you have in Winnipeg,
mm-hmm.
but you know, the Polish Hall.
Yeah.
Rented for a couple $100 and run the door. You could run the concession stand too with your friends and sell the T-shirts, and you'll make all the money. And if you draw the people, you'll make more money than you'd ever make in a club.
Huh.
Just a thought. But once
well,
you do
thank
that,
you.
All the other clubs aren't going to want you to do that, so they're going to pay you to come in.
Well, thank you. You just got me out of the dilemma. See? Now I'm indebted forever.
Well, you're indebted after it works. If it doesn't work, don't come and shoot me.
No. I'm Canadian. We can't have guns. It's illegal.
Yeah, but you have to cross the border to shoot me, to come here to get me, and down here...
I don't even have the money for that, so don't worry about it. Besides, I'm not that kind of person.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I try to leave Alice and company, family, friends, etc. You know, I try not to bug them unless something's important, you know, something I care about, like when Brian passed away, you know, congratulations on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know. I try really not, you know, to end up looking like I'm some kind of weirdo, in a sense. Because you gotta think, you know, here I am, I'm a girl, I'm doing Alice Cooper stuff, which, I mean, what girl in their right mind would do? Something like that. I ask myself that all the time, and all I can say is it seems perfectly natural to me to do this. So I can't really help it. Like, once it was created, I can't uncreate something that's there. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I just can't uncreate it. You still there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh.
You're rolling. I'm listening. That's cool. I get it. You know, that's the whole point. You can't change. I mean, you are what you are, and you'll succeed and be the best you can be when you do exactly that.
And Neil Smith always says, Alice Cooper is a band. And I agree with him. I totally agree with him. Everybody calls me Cindy, like they should, because that's my name. But, I mean, Nightmares with Cindy wouldn't have sounded the same. So, I kind of kept it for the DJ name. You know?
How big is your following on the radio?
It's pretty big.
Because I think, you know, that's another angle to promoting yourself, right?
Well, I've been doing it for 6 years.
Yeah, but maybe what I'm saying is maybe the gig's not just Winnipeg.
Well, that's the other part. Getting across the border and not getting the cane broken and not getting the sword taken away. It's pretty much I have to rent something or build something that somebody's going to hold for me in America.
Stage show and everything?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, Ethel is a blow-up doll, and I kick her around, and they electrocute me, and it's just the most fun I've ever had in a band in my life. It's like I was meant to be there.
I wish I'd watched these videos before this interview.
I mean, I didn't know how to wield a sword, but you'd swear I had one in my hand, like, forever. And, I mean, I don't get to practice. You know?
You don't practice?
Well, how?
know.
Where are you going to practice sword wielding?
At least in your bedroom so you know not to stab the rest of your band members.
Well, that's just my point.
Movie, you know?
I mean, I haven't even killed anyone, and it's, like, amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you might actually reenact it in a real way. And then we have
It'll be like that guy where the band killed him, that one lead singer. Ellis was talking about it on his show, I forget.
Killed the lead singer?
Yeah, they killed the lead singer on stage, apparently.
When?
I don't know. I can't remember. My memory's bad. But yeah. University of Strangers. Where can any be?
Sell my book, Malice. Have your fans order it from Amazon or someplace.
Do they have it, you know, like at Chapters or the regular stores?
Slowly.
Okay, good.
We're in the stores as we go on tour, but mostly it's been Amazon sales. That's why Amazon sold out a couple times already in 2 weeks that it's been out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it sells out again from being here.
I hope so.
This will go up on Podomatic, and I'll give you a copy.
Cool.
And you can put it wherever you want, do whatever you want with it, burn it, whatever you want.
Again, listen, let me tell you about the tour. We're going to be in Seattle at the Experience Music Project on Thursday night, and we're going to be in Portland, I forget where, and then three nights the beginning of the week in San Francisco and Berkeley at Moe's Books, and I don't have a tour itinerary in front of me because they're on the computer, Malice.
So, I'm sorry.
Three nights in the Bay Area, and then we'll be back down in L.A. at UCLA and at Book Soup on the 27th.
Well, all of it can be found on your Facebook site, or...
There you go. You've got it all.
What other site?
You go to Bob Pfeiffer, mine. Or you can go to the Tabby Chinos, TABBYCHINOS. All of these are on Facebook. And the book comes with a soundtrack with music.
Oh!
So it's got 5 songs you can download, and written by yours truly. So, you know.
Wicked! That's awesome. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Mel.
You made my Monday. You really did.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. I mean, Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I thought you'd think that was funny. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself, okay? And safe travels.
Thanks.
Okay.
Good luck with the band.
Thanks so much. Good luck with your book. Bye. Oh, my God. I could talk to Bob forever. I want to talk to Bob forever. He's so nice. Cold Spell. I know. I got emotional there for a second. Cold Spell. Heroes.